Hey everybody, it's Jim Hagemeyer with the Leslie Wells Realty. This is my friend across the table.
Realtor Tom, and hey, I know you're thinking, I haven't hit that like button yet. Now's a good time to do it. Hit the like button and share it with your friends.
Tom, this is going to be a good one today, my friend. Yeah, we're in the presence of a champion right here in North River. We're putting a parish on the map, sports-wise, already, thanks to our guest, head coach Aaron Spivey of the Parish Community High School softball team, your parish champions. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're pleased. Congratulations on everything. It seems like you have done a lot in a short amount of time. You took this brand-new team. And 4 years brought them to the championships, to winning the champions. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you get started? Before we get too deep into it, tell us about your history. You started in Palmetto High School, right? So you're a product of Palmetto High.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been playing softball since I was like 7 years old. So I started out at Miss Manatee Softball, and it grew from there. Went to travel ball, and you know, eventually when you get to high school, I was a Palmetto Tiger. And really, you know, strengthened my stuff. Actually, I learned how to play a new position in high school, and that really helped that it went on to college. And so I went through multiple levels of college, and it just brought me back home.
What position did you play?
I started out as a second baseman, and then I ended my career as a shortstop.
There you go.
She didn't just play. She was a champion there, too, as a player.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And the list goes long. State College of Florida, Barry University, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And tons of champions and championships and awards. So very cool, just as a player. That's before the coaching thing even started. So this is your life, Aaron.
This is it. And I remember thinking in high school, you know, because everybody asks you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And all I could think about was, I really just want to play softball. There wasn't really much else I wanted to do, and so education just seemed like the right path. I'll just become a softball coach and continue that passion, and it's brought me to this point.
So what's your secret to being a champion and coaching a championship team? What's the bottom line? What is the one most important thing that you keep close to your heart, that you instill in your players? Tom and I won't tell anybody. We'll just keep it right here.
It's okay. Building relationships with them and letting them know I care. Not focusing so much on the championship as much as focusing on them as an individual and pushing them to be the best they can be and really just letting them know that I'm there for them and I care about them at any aspect of their life, and making that bond with them has really helped us get to this level.
Kind of like keeping it a family.
We're a family, absolutely.
That's kind of like a Leslie Wells motto too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It fits as well.
Yeah.
So what made this particular team this year, okay, what made them so special? Okay, well, how do you consider them special? If they are special, obviously.
No, they absolutely are okay. Special. Actually, it started last year. It's the same group of girls. This was the first year at Parrish that I had seniors graduating from my program. And so I had the same team last year. And what made them, I think, want it and focus so much more was that we had season-ending injuries last year, a lot of them. Four at one point every week, I was like, oh my gosh, if we could just stay healthy, if another one didn't get hurt, and one by one, we just kept getting hurt. And sometimes when you are a good athlete, you tend to forget that you would actually miss something when it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a lot of the team got hurt and they were actually in the dugout on the injured list, they were like, you know, coach, I never thought I would miss it this much not being on the field.
See?
And we really had a come to moment, I guess, to where we were like, you know what, we're going to get stronger, we're going to get healthy, we're going to do our PT, and we're going to give it everything we got next year because we don't want to miss this opportunity. And it really fueled them and fired them up.
So speaking of that, tell me about the graduating seniors. You have some graduating.
Mm-hmm.
some of those will probably move on, play softball other places. And tell me about next year as well.
My graduating class this year, there were 7 seniors. Three of them opened the school. Three of them were from the original team. And then the rest of them transferred in the second year we were open, or even the third year we were open. And they are a very determined group of girls, ladies, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
All of them signed college scholarships to play softball, except for one.
Nice.
Except for one, but not because she wasn't offered, because she was like, "Coach, I just really don't want to play in college. I want to just go to college and enjoy it." And I tell the girls all the time, if you want to play in college, I absolutely will help you get there. If you don't want to play in college, that's okay. It's not for everybody, and I'm still going to support you either way. So 6 of the 7 signed college scholarships. One going to UCF, one's going to Florida Southern, one's going to Gateway University, one's going to St. John's River, one's going to Cumberland, Tennessee, and one is going to Ave Maria down south.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all happy. I'm proud to say that not only did we win the state championship for softball, they won the academic state championship. So all of them have almost all their college papers.
Smart kids.
Yes, very nice.
Florida Southern, the Mocs.
The Mocs, yes.
Okay. So, what adversities did the team overcome this season? I mean, besides some injuries, I mean, because it doesn't come easy, I'm certain.
No, it doesn't. This season, I would say the biggest adversity was changing mindset to, you know, it might not be your true position that you play. You're going to play the position that's best for the team.
See?
Or owning your role, like whatever your role is that best supports the team.
But no, I'm a shortstop.
We had to let that go. Yeah, I would say, yeah. I know it's ironic, but my whole infield, except for one person, are third basemen.
Yeah.
Because in high school, when kids come in, you get what you get, and you've got to kind of fit them into this puzzle. Travel ball, you get to pick and choose the positions you need. So at one point I had 9 third basemen and 9 first basemen. So I was like, well, so we got to play different positions or we're not going to be able to, you know, play a game. And once they understood that role, that this was the best defense to win a championship, or this was the best offense moving forward, they really bought into it and we came together.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Kind of threw this one in here, watching a baseball game yesterday. So what happens when we have a pitcher, okay, that's having a tough time, okay? They've just back-to-back home runs. We can't seem to get it across the zone, and we're walking players, and you can look in their eyes, that pitcher's eyes, and they're frustrated. So you walk out there as a coach, what do you say? Get them back on track.
It depends on the situation, but usually I ask, what's wrong? What's going on? Is there like a certain pitch not working or just what's going on with you? And 9 times out of 10, you know, the girls have a reason, but usually they're very systematical about it. They'll just say, I can't get this pitch to work. Okay, well, then we're going to take that pitch out of the mix and we're going to work differently going up and out of the zone using the pitches that are working for you.
Okay.
And then get them back on track and settle them in. I didn't really have a whole lot of those issues this year. My pitching staff is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And usually 9 times out of 10, they come off the field and they'll tell me, Coach, this isn't working or this isn't working, or Coach, can I go outside and work on this pitch because I want to try and throw it more. But I think that's the difference in having a young team and having an older team.
So we'll try a different pitch.
They'll try a different pitch.
Yeah. Anyway, see, it all relates, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are an older team here, too.
Well, some. Yeah. let me ask you this. This is from the text line, the Leslie Wells text line question. In 20 years, when these young women look back about this team and the success, what do you hope they remember the most about this season?
That's a good question.
Isn't it, though? You knew it didn't come from me. Okay, it came from the text line.
On my end of it, I just hope they remember, you know, how much they cared about each other and how much I cared about them.
The team. Mm-hmm. It's a team thing. So what happens next? Okay, I mean, next year you have, you have seven graduating seniors. So what's the prospects look like?
Really good, actually. My junior class is phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's six of them right now, and they should all, I hope they're all committed by the fall. Two of them already have, but they're a really good decorated class of individuals. Almost all of them were starters for me this year in the lineup, so I feel pretty confident that we're going to be stable and still a powerhouse to be reckoned with. But I would say the biggest, adversity for next year is recognizing that it is a new team. It is a new team. There's going to be new kids coming up and getting them to work together again. That's always the goal of the challenge as a coach is getting your team and players to accept each other and work together as a team.
Team building.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. How can we support, how can the community or Leslie Wells Realty support your team? What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, the community has been a huge support ever since the high school opened up. I mean, I have just been absolutely blown away by our businesses north of the river that have really like reached out and stepped up and asked how they could help because obviously we're like so busy going every which direction,
right.
Trying to get the high school up and running into where we're at now. But it's been even going to the state tournament, the text messages from businesses and local people from the community calling and supporting and saying, we're thinking about you, good luck, has just been really moving. But one way we do have, if you've never seen our booster website, www.pchsbooster.com, it's a phenomenal website. We went to it during COVID because obviously you couldn't take money right. anymore, yeah. which I know has been a huge adjustment for everybody, us included. But it really has turned out to be one of the biggest supporting sites for athletics for the school because it's just so user-friendly. You can look up our schedules on your phone. You can sign up for camps and events on the phone. You can see the latest stuff. So if you went to the website right now, you would see our championship stuff, but you would see all the camps that we offer through the summer for the kids because we wanted to provide something where we could give back to the community or, you know, support the community in some way. And there's just not a lot of childcare yet out here in Parrish per se. So every one of our sports offers a kids sports camp through the summer. We also offer Little Bulls camp, which is every day where kids can come and still stay up with their reading and their math through the summer to help our schools just facilitate the curriculum and the education of our children and keep them going through the summer. And it's just been phenomenal. One thing on the website is our we have an event right now where you can donate money to support the girls in getting their championship rings.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. We need a little help there, right?
Yes, please.
These girls deserve some rings.
It's been Absolutely. Really a phenomenal process. Right now in the county, we've won the third state championship in Manatee County ever for fast pitch. And, you know, for girls especially, boys are important too, but for women to really feel like they've accomplished a huge thing and to see the community get behind them has been absolutely phenomenal. It builds confidence. And that's something we need more in our community and compassion. These girls, they're a phenomenal group of ladies. They really are. And before every game, especially through playoffs, I always leave something on their lockers or something for them to think about. And it started off with asking their teachers to write them a letter. And their teachers did. I hung it on their locker and they were so moved by that. And then I asked their parents to write them a letter.
Tom, this just isn't about soft.
No, it's not.
No.
And then the parents wrote them a letter. And then the last thing I put on their locker before we went to the state tournament, I said, who do you play for? And I was really like just anxious about seeing what they wrote. And they said, I wrote most of them, almost all of them put, I play for my younger self, I play for my future self, and I play for Parrish. And that's a huge mindset for a young woman, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old to have. So they really have poured their heart and soul into this team and for this community, and for the community to step up and support them, I think is absolutely amazing.
Let's get behind this team and help them get the rings that they have earned and deserve, please.
What a pleasure to have you today. It made my day. Thank you
for coming. Thank you so much for having me out.
Everybody, it's Jim Hagemeyer with the Leslie Wells Realty. Tom and Jim's awesome real estate adventure at Leslie Wells Realty. And this is
Tom with Leslie Wells Realty. And don't forget to look us up if you have any real estate needs whatsoever.
We've got some new listings this week, right?
We do. We have some really nice new listings this week. If you haven't seen them yet, www.lesliewellsrealty.com. You can see them there.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.